In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, gentlemen. A show and Clinton show. I love your show. You guys are great.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
It is Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial, y'all. 281-222-2222. And this is definitely one of them parties that old Dirty likes to be a part of. One of them Friday parties over here at
Like a good time. I like to have a party.
Hell yeah, I do. Yes, hell yes, I do. Crafty Crab, baby. 11105 Fondren Road. Come on through. Hang out with us. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light, Budweiser for making this happen. We've already given away two Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. We just gave one away. It's going to get a young fella some football equipment, baby. That's what the hell I'm talking about. That's what Academy Sports and Outdoors
is all about. Yeah, shout out to Neiman.
On-site giveaways, prizes, drawings. So come on through. Got to be here to win, baby. And we got some tasty mud bugs that I will speak for. I love the way they serve them up in some it's got a bag, little bag. Looks like it's blown up around them, keeping all that moisture in them crawfish, man. So not the traditional way of serving them, but a phenomenal way of keeping that that juice in them crawfish. And I'm telling you, they were really, really good. I'm fixing to get me a few more pounds.
Make sure come he on bags through. It.
Yeah, make sure he bags it. They damn sure do here at the Crafty Crab, John. So come on through. Cold beverages, and they are cold, y'all. And, you know, you got the fellas. We got two-thirds of In the Loop is here. Figgy Fig and Reginald Atatula hanging out. And so come on through. Hang out with us. We got plenty of seats. Come on through. It's Fondren Road, 11105 Fondren Road, Crafty Crab. We will be here. We appreciate everybody out there listening on that Odyssey app, man, the AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app. Keep us on your hip. Take us everywhere you go. Everything's podcasted, as well as some pretty cool features there that you can go back. If Reg and John Lopez and Figgy Fig had a little something on their show, you want to go back and hear it again, because I know you listen. You want to go back and hear it again, it's all podcasted right there on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Make sure you download that sucker. I got a bone to pick, boys. I got a bone to pick, and it is with Hannah and Cal McNair. Here's the deal.
Does this count as us being on your show?
No, it absolutely does not. I mean, we're at a point with our friendship, Hannah, where we should probably have a weekly from you guys. I mean, you and Cal can alternate if you'd like. That's fine.
For sure.
But we should probably have a weekly.
I would second that.
Starting kind of like when the team reports, when they start OTAs and stuff, we should probably have a weekly with you guys. We can ease our way on into it.
And don't try to sneak your sister in. We're talking about you. No, you're not going to get that past us.
Yeah, you can bring her, too. I mean, she's got the lowdown on she got the lowdown on Cal. She got the We'll know what's going on. So, but yeah, no, that's about where we're at. What's going to count? But I got a bone to pick, boys. You know, John McClain did a lot of complaining a couple years back about the vision, you know, the ability to see the field and all this and that kind of stuff.
Well, sorry.
No. Hell, I'm glad you did it, John. And I do believe that the McNairs and the Texans, the organization, I believe that they care about the media. I believe that they care about all those that cover their team, that choose to get up on a Friday morning and drive on in, and instead of spending time with my little girls and my wife, maybe, you know, I come on in, I cover the team kind of deal, get a firsthand look. I show up this morning, boys, and there is about 900 people crammed under one what looked like an academy tent, and it's raining. Team's outside.
I just bought one of those from Academy this weekend.
Well, it looked like it looked like maybe two of those square ones stuck together, but it was one. It was a longer one. Actually, had Texans on it.
I just want to say, Tyler, I want to step out of this one now.
There was at least six cameras, and at least 25 people. I stood out in the rain as long as I could until I crammed my way in there. I mean, it's close quarters where you got to smell other people's breath.
Yeah.
I mean, not to mention somebody in there is liable to have some BO or break wind.
Yes. I don't know who that is.
Had D'Amico not made the decision to move that practice inside that bubble, I believe I would have bowed on out.
You'd had to leave.
I believe I would have took the fact that I chose to drive and chose to do what I do and get over there and do all that work. I believe I would have bowed out. I can't. The vision, not to mention you couldn't see nothing from all them cameras. It's just way too close quarters, man.
So what's your suggestion?
Well, I've been at this thing for about 5-6 years, and it's 99.9% of the time it is the same patch of grass that the media is restrained to or put in, right? Restraint's probably not the right word.
That's
there.
Strong. But that's strong.
You get my point. You get my point. I don't know why there's not something that's a little bit more permanent right there in that area where you just take that patch of grass right there, run it to the fence line, kind of a little triangle, right? Get it all together with where they do their interviews right there. I mean, I put two different covered back patios on my house, and what I paid for is pennies on the dollar for what they could do right there. They could do it half that price. And it would be big enough. It's where we are every single time. It'd either be space for the cameras to set up, and I don't have to sit there and get breathed on by yuck mouth and stuff like that, you know? What do y'all think? Am I asking too much?
I'm very appreciative of the tent.
Lindsay got the tent to try to keep us out of the sun, and it ended up raining and everybody. So, I mean, I appreciate the effort, but I mean, our relationship's beyond that. I mean, right? Our relationship's beyond that.
What if they came forth with several more tents?
No,
that size?
No, I mean, it just
you want them to build an edifice.
Well, I mean, it's not a build; it's just a decision. Let's be honest. I mean, it could be erected in a matter of a couple of days max.
Minutes.
I mean, dig a few holes,
moments,
sink a few
with
poles,
the men's clinic.
And get you a big tent over the top of it, and be done with it. And put the poles, three poles, don't put eight poles down each line to block the view. Give me one pole in the middle, two up by the back fence, right? That way my view's not obstructed and everything's fine. If it rains, no problem, we got it. If it's sunny as hell, no problem, we're good.
Yeah, I think that's an option for them to make. I think that's an option. I think they should hear it. I would like to say I am appreciative once again of what it is we are offered. Today, though, I would like to clear maybe
are
a
you?
Little,
are you really?
Yeah, I would like to clear up a little confusion. I didn't know if the drinks were for us or not. I was really parched in there, and I saw they had water lined up. I did not know if it was for us.
Well, there was protein shakes in there, so I'm pretty sure it's for the players.
So it probably wasn't for us. I thought about going. I even said something to you, and you, again, probably tried to get me in trouble by saying, oh, I think you're good.
I don't think you do.
Hold on,
if you grabbed one of them out of there, I don't think anybody said anything.
Clint goes, I think you're good. They're out there. So maybe a little confusion there. Usually they do a great job having, you know, good assortment of Gatorades and waters. Just today, I don't know if that's not OTAs or that's just training camp. That's my only issue. I think great idea. And if the McNairs were so open to maybe doing that'd be great. But I wouldn't say that I'm appreciative of the tent.
Well, look, I just
maybe a couple more tents.
I mean,
we're just $49.99 at a cabin.
Well, no, we're beyond that.
I bought one on Saturday.
Tyler, I mean, am I getting out over my skis here?
No,
No, I don't think you're asking too much or anything.
Nobody believed that, Tyler. That high point, no, to kick
no,
it off.
Really,
you weren't assured. Didn't sound
I wasn't sure, but no, I don't think you're asking too much.
Tyler, this is the sixth biggest market in America. What from a size? I mean, I know from a land size, I think we're the number one in America. But what are we from a population size? We got to be top five.
Number four.
I think we're.
We've got outlets galore that are covering the number one sports story, sports team. No matter what the hell the other ones are doing, the number one in this. It's football in Texas, baby.
Football runs.
There's a reason why all the high schools are building stadiums that'll rival colleges nowadays. It's just a little old tent, man.
Shout out, Stallworth.
Just a little tent. Get us a little old tent. I mean, I don't think it's too much to ask.
You're onto something, man.
Cal, Hannah, I'd appreciate it if y'all would pull that off. I know for sure the McLeans of the world would appreciate it. There is no way in hell.
Maybe John McLean, man.
There is no way in hell. Look, John.
Matter of fact, I didn't think I saw him today. Maybe he just said, no, I'm not standing out there.
Hey, man, them tight quarters right there, man. I like to get off on my own anyway and kind of focus on what's going on and what I can see.
You just feel like you wanted to cover it.
I'm not a big conversationalist in the middle of that anyway, so it makes my get down a little bit more difficult. But I think that would be a solid move. All right. Now I've got that. That bone has been picked.
It's an option.
I think it would be a strong investment. Even though you're going to build a new practice facility somewhere else, I mean, we're talking 10 grand max. And if you got somebody who's going to try to overcharge you, upcharge you, let me know. I got a guy in Baytown that'll build that thing for 10 grand. I promise you.
Someone texted.
Just because you're the Texans, try to get it for 50. I promise you, I got somebody to get it for 10.
Someone texted, Clint, do you believe 610 should have their own area? Maybe their own covering.
Well, I mean, considering we are the flagship, I mean, we are the flagship.
You want your own cover?
The games are played not on one but two of our stations.
Hey, Will, take your ass on, baby. This is ours.
Some preferential treatment would be nice. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt, no question. I think that could be worked. Yeah, that could
be worked. 6-1-0.
Some preferential treatment.
Yeah, I do. Now that we're there, yeah.
I think
we probably should. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'd greatly appreciate it. Just throwing that bone out there, I think it'd be a good idea, Cal, Hannah. I know y'all got the bread to do it. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Spend your money the way you want to.
Yeah. Hopefully you want to on us. But here's the deal. Number one takeaway from training camp. Number one takeaway, not training camp, OTAs, open practice, two of them. Two open practices, OTAs. I saw it today, Ron. I look up. Team breaks up after their right when they get started, go to their individual sections. Defense is on the far end. Offense is on the near end. And I look across the field. Guess who is wide stance, arm cross, just, I mean, nose down watching the offensive line?
Popovich.
Well, he was in the middle of it. D'Amico Ryans.
Ah.
Whew.
Right then and there, I'm like, his whole defense is down. His defense is 40 yards from him.
Matt Burke's defense.
And we're going to depend on Matt Burke a little more this year because D'Amico, it is obvious. He is like, I'm not just going to hire some folks and trust them. I'm going to get over here and I'm going to make sure that they're turning dirt. I mean, they're going to make sure that they're being physical. I'm going to make sure that they're coaching the hell out of these guys. I'm going to make sure that these guys are showing up and giving the effort. D'Amico Ryans is on top of that. And so I'm like, oh, okay. So I'll watch it. I put a little note on my phone. So we're watching practice, and I look up, and the offense is still on the other end. And I mean, defense is still on the other end. The offense is on this end. Well, offense has done come together. They got some scout team thrown out there. And now we've got inside run rolling. And I look up. Guess who's watching inside run with their back to the defense?
Oh, D'Amico's all on it, huh?
D'Amico Ryans once again. Texans fans, I don't know if Cole Popovich is going to work out. I have no idea. I would bet that Cole Popovich is going to work out. I've watched him 2 days. He is a coach now. He's getting after it, and he's been around some really good offensive line coaches. Dante Scarnecchia is being one of them in New England. I would imagine that he's going to be all right.
Hopefully, he has the parts.
He's young in his but he's young in his career too. Like he's hungry. I got to believe he's going to be all right. I don't know what Nick Haley's going to be. Have no idea. But all I asked, and I said this many a time, and that text line lit me up. It is on D'Amico Ryans to make sure that the football 101 stuff is those boxes are checked. Like, it is on D'Amico Ryans to make sure that the offensive line physicality isn't a problem. It's on D'Amico Ryans to make sure that the offensive line's communication isn't a problem. It's on DeMeco Ryans to make sure that Nick Caley and C.J. Stroud are locked at the hip. You know what I mean? Like, we can't keep going through these offensive coordinators and go, well, I just handed the reins to those guys, and those guys didn't. The communication sucked. The physicality wasn't right. This wasn't right. No, can't do it, man. And I love what I saw from DeMeco Ryans. I mean, it ain't about what they're saying. Watch what they're doing. And DeMeco Ryans is on top of what's going on the offensive side of the football.
It is a different feel when Herman Boone is watching you, so to speak. When the top dog is got his eyes on. It's a different feel.
Yeah.
Because you can feel that he's there. You can feel that Bill Parcells is there.
Right.
You can feel and not only feel that, but know there's a certain expectation that comes with it, and you may ratchet up what it is that you're doing. So,
well, I believe it's got to be. You mentioned a week or so ago about, like, I don't know, DeMeco don't need stepping on no toes. Let these guys coach, and I agree with your overall point, but like, DeMeco's got to be dialed in on a daily basis to the offense enough to where. Hey, man, if the physicality – like, we don't need to wait until an hour into practice and go, man, the physicality sucks today. Like, DeMeco needs to be dialed in like he was today on that individual period and on that inside run period. Before we ever get to team and 2 minute and all this other stuff, he's dialed in. And, hey, if the physicality ain't right, if the focus ain't right, if for whatever reason they need more work on this certain protection or this certain scheme, hey, man, let's push this other stuff and get this figured out before we take the next step. And DeMeco needs to be the guy, because ultimately he's going to be the one that's going to be held accountable. I mean, at some point, DeMeco is going to be a guy that consistently wins this bad division and dug you out of dysfunction. And he's either going to be that guy that won the division and talks about winning the division and talks about how hard the division is and they play great defense, or this offense is going to get figured out and they're going to make deep runs and be a threat every single year. It's all dependent on him handling this offense.
Yep. All right, coming up as we continue here live, stop nine. We are at the Crafty Crab, stop nine of our crawfish circuit. And, Clint, I've not seen a couple. Is the streak going to come to an end with Steven and Shannon? We have not seen them either. They're on their way, and Shannon is cussing his ass out all the way here. Or the streak may come to an end. As we continue here live, you can stay with us. You got a chance to win $25 to Academy Sports and Outdoors at the end of this hour. The news is now updated here with Yordan Alvarez. We will let you know the latest on that coming up next.
The Drive is... Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
Hmm, that's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Live from the Crafty Crab on Fondren Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. Supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. The Drive is live, and the bugs are flowing here at the Crafty Crab, and they are delicious, according to my man Clint Sterner, who is our mud bugs connoisseur. I think he's going to get him some more right now here soon enough before he gets out of here. But I know Figgy tore him up some. Reggie had him some. I'll be honest. I would love to have some and dip it in that butter and all that. With the corn and the potatoes that I believe I saw come with them, they look tasty. They look delicious. I see my man going to work on them right there, but I'm going in a different direction. Oysters were fantastic as well, so you can come out here and enjoy yourself a good time with us, win some potential prizes, and enjoy the bugs and the great menu they have here at the Crafty Crab. Clint, the big thing today was. Maybe is there some hope that Yordan Alvarez potentially can get back? We've been told multiple times that it is not going to take a rehab assignment for him to come back. As soon as he feels good, he'll be ready. He hit yesterday at the Daikin Park, and then he was there again today, and he hit against live pitching. This is the captain, Joe Espada, as he spoke to the media just moments ago about an update on Yordan Alvarez.
You know, I thought today went really well. You know, hit some balls out of the ballpark, hit ball the other way. He said he felt good. So we'll see where this takes us. But I think this is a step in the right direction.
Was there a chance he could play today? Did he want to play today, or how'd that go?
Oh, he, man, knowing him. But you know what? I told him, like, let's just take it, you know, one step at a time. I think today was a really good day, and we see where we go from here.
You just kind of have to wait to see how his hand responds to this before you decide what's next.
Yeah, I think so. I think we want to just give this some time here and see how he feels. But I think today went well.
The fact that he was able to hit off pitching today meant that yesterday he woke up, felt good.
Yeah, that was kind of the step, the process. If yesterday went well, move forward today and face some live BPs, and he did, and then we'll see where we go from here.
That's the captain, Joe Espada.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
I do not mean to do stuff like this, but hold on, man. So now it's knowing him. Did he want to play today? Knowing him, man. He wanted to get out there. Knowing him. And now it's knowing him. Now it's, we just want to make sure we get these first steps.
I thought the whole time it was on if he wanted to play. Up and down this text line is it's Diva Yordan. He's hurt now. Now his body's making it seem like no, they hold him back and they just want to wait a little bit. At least he's closer. I want to focus on. He said he's hit the ball the other
manager.
Way.
He's covering up for his player, man.
Now after
well, he's not. He's not as experienced as Dusty, man. He's takes him a while, you know.
So who is this on now? First, I'm trying to remember who is this. Who is on? Is it Yordan's decision?
I damn sure don't think it's Joe Espada.
Who's making this call? Is it Yordan? Hey, they showed up. I'm about to say I got nervous about Coach Shannon and Steve. They made it 9 in a row, baby. 9 in a row as they make it to the Crafty Crab. But all right, he is. It sounds like Clint. Hearing them, seeing him. That he will at least be back, Clint, by, I would say, this weekend, right? You would imagine he'll play in this weekend series against the Rays. It seems like he's really, really close. Like yesterday he was really, really close, and now you can add another really to that close. So now he's really, 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 really close to getting back, hitting the ball the other way, hitting the ball out of the ballpark. So it does seem like he's close regardless of how they're – letting us know it is.
Well, have we heard any reports of how it went today swinging the bat? I mean, that's
he said it was. He said he was going the other way. He was hitting the ball out of the ballpark. He felt good.
Well, I meant reports from somebody other than
Joe.
Somebody that we feel like we can trust their
Tyler. The Joe Espada is the manager.
I'm talking about somebody like did any media see this? Was anybody else aware of this and see it?
Clint, do you hear where you are right now?
Well, no, I mean, like, we were sitting here waiting to see if he was in the lineup today.
Yeah,
no. I would think this weekend, given that it's Friday, I would think this weekend we're going to get a little Yordan.
Yeah, I would think so. I would, like, now, I know Tyler is nervous about this, or at least on alert. If we roll in here Monday, Clint, and Yordan Alvarez has not played on Monday. Now you're getting to think real really weird Astro stuff at this point.
Yeah, Tucker.
You start to think really weird Astro stuff. Like, yo, what the hell's going on? I thought he was really really close. I think the evidence of seeing him swing the bat kind of puts it out there. All right, here's the lineup today. By the way, it is out. Even though he is not in, it's the usual suspects here. Pena leading off. Paredes is batting second. Altuve's in left field today. Christian Walker is back in the lineup.
That's good.
Positive news. Christian Walker, who missed yesterday's game after taking that 96 mile an hour off the hand, he is back in and he is batting fourth. Back into the cleanup spot is Christian Walker. Diaz behind him, and he's catching tonight. Cam Smith is in the lineup, and Jake Myers, for some odd reason, is now hitting behind Cam Smith. In the lineup, DeZinzo is the DH.
These
nuts out there is the DH. And then second base is Dubon. So Pena, Paredes, Altuve, Walker, Diaz, Smith, Myers, DeZinzo, and Dubon. Where do you, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, where do you slide Yordan out in this lineup? Because I think these guys are probably we're starting to see this. Jake is starting to be the everyday center fielder. We're starting to see a lot more Cam Smith and him in the outfield, you know, on a daily basis. He's starting to be in the lineup a lot more. Less Chaz, and even he's probably been in there even more than DeZinzo at times. When Yordan does return, where do you slide him in this order?
I don't think there's any debate. I think Yordan Alvarez is your three-hole hitter. What you do around him, I think, is the bigger question.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, Yordan's your three-hole hitter, no doubt about it. And then we'll figure out kind of how you want to play really the Paredes and Altuve pieces, because I think Pena is settled in as the leadoff hitter. I think he's got Altuve's blessing to be that, so I don't think that moves. As I mentioned, Yordan, the 3-0, that doesn't move. So what do you do with Paredes, who is clutch, who's getting great at-bats, who's getting quality at-bats, who's, is ideally a top-of-the-lineup type of bat? And then you have Altuve, obviously, who's more of a free swinger, but was your leadoff. What do you do with those two guys? And I'll be honest with you, I don't care either way. I personally would slide Altuve to the four hole and leave Paredes in the two hole where he's been.
Yeah, it's I'm with you. I think to me, it is clear I would have him third. I don't know that I want to move him any further back in the lineup. I'd rather go second than fourth in the lineup. It is to me more the Paredes and Altuve mix. I think Pena is also somebody not moving him. Pena has moved into that leadoff spot, and it is clearly working. We're seeing the best out of him. He is, to be honest with you, I think he's a strong argument. He's playing the best shortstop of anybody in the American League. His WAR is higher than Bobby Witt's, Gunnar Henderson. Like, he is playing a big-time brand of baseball, and that started when he got up there. So I don't think he goes anywhere. As someone just texted in, do you want to move Altuve, who's just started to get hot in this three spot? Listen, I love Jose Altuve. At this point right now, to me, my thought is, where do I want him? Where do I want Yordan more than anything else? Because he's my best guy. Where do I want Yordan? And then my thought is, how many different ways can I or put Altuve in space? Someone just texted in 4-hole. For me, I would flip it. I'd have Altuve second and Paredes fourth. But I do think a great point by you was brought up of, in that two spot, Paredes seems to have much better at-bats. More likely to get on base with walks, lead the team to walk. More likely right now with an on-base percentage higher. My thing is, boy, I think Altuve will get a lot of pitches to hit with who's behind him and Alvarez. So I think he would get a lot of meat pitches where he can drive and do things with. And I like Paredes behind Yordan. So to me, I think I agree with you. It's what's around. I would probably move Altuve up and have him batting second rather than moving down to the four spot. All right, as we continue, we'll let you know the latest there as the Astros get prepared to take on the Rays in game two of this series, try to get back on track. It is Framber tonight, so you got to feel good about it with one of your aces on the mound. Coming up, the offensive line, what we saw today, the O-line had, yet again, more movement. Different starters with that first group. We'll tell you what that is and who we saw and what we think coming up next.
I am not the show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Go.
Live from the Crafty Crab on Fondren Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in, boy, Tyler. The text line, boy, I don't know if they would have liked my man here, boy. My man here, the comments he was making about C.J. Stroud, boy.
Ooh.
Well, let us say it, boy. Let me, they would have did. They'd have told you to like me. They'd have sent me back to Kansas City. He said he'd live here. He ain't going nowhere. My man Clint said, he walked up to me. He said, I'm going to ask you this question. I want you to ask it on the radio, too. He didn't really sound like – that was a mix between Sam, that one old guy that does
– but anyway, I don't give a mother duck.
He said to me, he said, you think C.J. Stroud has reached the ceiling? I said, damn, his ceiling.
Oh, 2 years in.
And then he did that famous line, Clint, of, you know, he went to Ohio State, man. And you know them Ohio State quarterbacks, they don't get good quarterbacks. And I mean, my man, I said, you really think he's reached his peak? He's like, I don't know, man. I think this is pretty close to where you're gonna get. He ain't gonna be no Joe Burrow. That's what he told you.
Which
I'm like, whoo. I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad you didn't see his face with most people. He's walking out now, so don't do nothing to that young man. But boy, that's the kind of stuff that gets for kick rocks, man. He might mess up his whole weekend right there. Say he's over there. I think
flowers.
That's a little strong. I don't. I'll be honest with you, sir. That you may be the only person I've heard with that take. Has C.J. Stroud reached his peak? He ain't reached his peak, but as we've talked about it. Hey, this is a very, very big year that people are going to look at him completely different than they do right now if he don't do what people think he can do.
That's an interesting question. Right now.
Is it?
The peak that you've seen of C.J. Stroud.
Let's not overthink this.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to think how to phrase the question because I think it's the peak that we've seen, C.J. Stroud, his rookie year. If you could guarantee to get that right there for the next 10 years, would you hit the button?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're talking about the first year, his first year.
Lead the league in yards and have the fewest interceptions.
So are you almost getting to a point of where you're saying you don't know if CJ's going to have a better year than he had in year one?
Said it when it happened.
Hmm.
Now there's different years, and you can win more, and you can play a, you know, you can prove that you can play a more aggressive style, or you can do this or that. But right now, what I've seen, and this is why I'm so high. I think anybody was ever so high on C.J. Stroud. What we saw as a rookie from C.J. Stroud, I said it a million times, is as good as any quarterback play I've seen in terms of lasting long, and being one something that can keep you in contention for years. That anybody's played not named Tom Brady.
God bless, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, that brand of ball, you put a good defense with, you put a good running back with, you can win a lot of games.
Text line coming through, if he has another year like last year, would you say he's at his ceiling?
No. If he has another year like last year, his ceiling would have still been his first year.
Yeah. I still, like, 3 years to say, like, we've seen the best of him, even at the end of this,
I don't know. Like, I mean, you got to define best. I'm just saying – I would be absolutely stoked. If CJ could give you 10 years of what he gave us his rookie year, he would be considered a top 5 quarterback in the league the rest of his career.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, but you, as you know better than anybody, it's not just the numbers either, right?
Oh, like
because Patrick Mahomes may not ever eclipse the numbers of that first year that he was a starter when he threw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, but he's a far better quarterback today than he was then. Like he can read and read defenses and manipulate defenses. Like he knows the game and is a better quarterback. He's winning games that I don't think he would have won prior. Yeah, so it's not just the numbers.
He's proved he can win in multiple ways. And that's to me, that's a different conversation. Like can C.J. Stroud get to a point where he strikes fear in the opponent if you give him a possession in a one-score game late? Like right now, I don't think C.J. Stroud's scaring anybody. Right, yeah. And that because I mean that is reserved for the again the Tom Brady's, the Aaron Rodgers, the Pat Mahomes, even I think Joe Burrow and with Jamar Chase and that company. I think they scare you. There's just that is reserved for two or three quarterbacks in the league. I don't think CJ get there. That his ceiling would obviously go up at that point. Yeah. But if we're just talking about quarterback play and we're not talking about winning championships, I mean. I wouldn't be opposed to CJ getting a lot more of CJ Stroud's rookie year.
Yeah, I don't know if CJ will have another year where he throws five interceptions.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like,
what did he average that year through the air as well?
Oh, he led 278 or something like that.
That's the crazy combination of stats that you know. If you're just looking at stats for what it's worth, I'm not a hell or high water stats guy, but that is. That is a wild cop. Fewest interceptions, most yards per game. That is wild.
Yeah, with the running game he had.
And he did it his rookie year. He did it with an offensive coordinator that got fired within a calendar year of the last game. Yeah. So, I mean, it's wild. But I've said it from jump. Like, that's some of the most impressive football that I've seen anybody play, not just a rookie.
Yeah, I don't think his ceiling. I can't really entertain that, but – a thing that really will help him, Clint, is the number one thing we're looking at, and to even have a chance to me to reach a ceiling or to be talked about the way that we were thinking he'd be talked about after that first amazing season, them dudes up front gonna have to really step through. And as you said, D'Amico Ryans had his eyes right there on them throughout practice, and Clint, we saw even more changes from the first day of OTAs.
Yeah.
Today, instead of Cam Robinson at left tackle, we saw the rookie, Ariante Ursary, was getting run with the first team. And not just every single time they did some sort of a team drill, he was the left tackle. Tomlinson has been at that left guard spot both of the days that we've had a chance media-wise to see. Andrews has been the center both days that we've seen. Titus Howard has not played a single other position on the field other than right guard since he's been there, and Blake Fisher was there too. Now, Ursary moved over to the right side at times. We've seen Juice Scruggs play center today, play right guard, left guard in the last couple of days that there have been OTAs. We've seen a lot of movement there. Patterson, who we thought might have a chance to start, was the third center behind Andrews and Scruggs today. Needless to say, Clint, they've been a man of their word. They have switch things back and forth. They tried different guys in different spots today. So it looks like there are truly real competitions happening up and down the line, except for at right guard, it really appears.
Yeah, look, I don't think there's any competition at left tackle. I think Cam Robinson's your guy. I think
really? Today didn't swing you at all seeing him over there? With
no,
the ones?
I think I'm just convinced that's a competition. I mean, I'm sorry. That is a get the young guy some reps. Cam Robinson is your left tackle. You know, I think you look at right guard. Titus Howard is your right guard. And I think for right now, we haven't seen Trent Brown, but I think for right now, the Blake Fisher kid is who they're going to go with at the right tackle position. Now, I think there's a real competition at center. And I think there's a real competition at that left guard position. But as you're talking right there about the offensive line, I do think there's something that sticks out, right, is I think the center competition is a true center competition between Blake,
Andrews,
Andrews, Jake Andrews, and Jarrett Patterson. And
not Scruggs?
Scruggs is going to be in the mix, but if I had to bet, the competition between those two and Scruggs, who we just watched play all three interior positions, looks like he's being groomed to be a depth guy in the interior.
Which is insane that he's the one they moved up to get in the second round, and the other is a sixth-round pick in Patterson and Andrews.
Well, I think they would love for him to work out as center, but I think when you pick up a guy, didn't Jake Andrews get released by
New England? I was going to say, he's not like
– when you pick up a guy that's just getting released out there by a team that's got a young quarterback that they're trying to build around, I mean, you're picking up a guy that, other than just knowing your system, I mean, the other team didn't even want. So, when he comes in and he's getting your first team snaps, clearly they think highly of him.
Yeah.
And You know, Jarrett Patterson, I don't know where they're at with him, but I think they would love for Juice Scruggs to be able to be a lock, stock, and barrel guard or center, and he's going to be our guy. But if you look at what we watch, which I don't put take it however you'd like, but the fact that we've seen Juice Scruggs play all three middle positions is they're grooming him to be the versatile guy that can do a little bit of everything. And Lakin Tomlinson's at left guard. Andrews is at center, right? Like you said, I mean, the only one that we've seen inside jump around so far, for the most part, is Juice Scruggs. So we'll see. That guy will be extremely valuable. I've said it before, man. Whoever you settle on this offensive line, guard and center, if that guy goes down, you need to put a center in there for him. Yep. If the guard goes down, you need to put a guard in there for him, right? Like, I mean, it's the thought of, like, rotating everybody through and make compounding problems. Like, those days got to be behind us.
It feels to me the two guard spots are filled. It feels like Tomlinson and Titus Howard are going to be the guards. Like, it feels that way. You feel good about the tackle spots. I think that it looks like right now it's Blake Fisher's to kind of have right now, unless he does something to lose it. Because they've been running Blake Fisher out over there. We'll see what happens with Trent Brown if he gets healthy. Or maybe the young kid who did get some reps over there. But it looks like he's been the one starting over there. And then, as you said, Cam, even though today Ariante Ursary was the one who was running with the ones, Cam Robinson, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying, man. That's $14 million on a year. Like, that seems like somebody that they would most likely want to give.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. If that kid they drafted is good enough to take Cam Robinson's job immediately, and I'm not saying Cam Robinson has saved the world good, but if he's good enough to upseat Cam Robinson before we ever start the season, boy, that's a hell of a draft pick. That is a hell of a draft pick. You hit that one for sure.
Yeah, it is. All right. That's what we saw O-line today. It looks like it will be a lot of maybe some musical chairs to find the right fit. It will be interesting to see, Clint, how long it is before they find the right fit, and whatever that right five will be. I would assume probably as we get to mandatory minicamp, we'll start to see that. Coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire. By the way, if you're in the building, you got one opportunity here, or a couple of minutes of an opportunity to sign your name in our raffle box, where you can win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We will announce that winner coming up in a couple of minutes. We will do that again in the 5 o'clock hour as well, so make sure you're ready for that. 5 o'clock fire will get you ready for the Astros tonight. The starting lineup is out. Gives us some news on Christian Walker and Yordan Alvarez. And OTAs will let you hear who wasn't there today. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.